This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Lindsay Grogene. Today we're talking with Nate Minix, Habitat Management Coordinator for the Missouri Department of Conservation. They're currently collaborating with MoDOT and the Missouri Prairie Foundation on an invasive species strike team along southeast roadways.
Yeah, so the way this is working is the Missouri Prairie Foundation, through its Grow Native program, the Department of Conservation, and the Department of Transportation have decided to work together to implement these strike teams to control invasive plants on MoDOT right-of-ways within the southeast region. And specifically, we wanted to really focus along the I-55 corridor from St. John County all the way down to the Arkansas line. And we're going to do this in kind of a phased approach. The first phase won't get all the way to Arkansas, but we're hoping to in the next phase. And the goal, and why, you know, a lot of people ask me, why would MDC be interested, and why would MPF, Missouri Prairie Foundation, be interested in helping on MoDOT right-of-ways? Quite honestly, it's because, well, they are a partner agency, and the roadways themselves act as vectors or conduits to allow invasive species to spread to some of our most important conservation landscapes within the state of Missouri. And we call those areas conservation opportunity areas. And so we're really working hard to keep the invasives out of these areas of great conservation value within the state.
Now, I might be presuming here, but does that mean like cars carry invasive species along with their tires?
In many cases, it can be the transportation of various goods. It could be coming directly off tires if, say, they have the seeds in some kind of mud or dirt on their tires. But a lot of cases, it's just from transportation of goods and services. And so as, you know, the cars are driving along, there may be seeds or other things flying off of them. Sometimes it could be just the fact that, you know, the practices of roadside management may carry them into these locations as well as MoDOT goes about its day-to-day operations. So there's a lot of different ways that seeds can be dispersed and that these plant materials can be dispersed throughout the roadways, basically.
So why now? Why are you guys starting this at this time?
So why now? This is a great question, because we are starting this now because we are really ramping up this idea of partnerships. And for many years, it seemed like, you know, people thought, well, we can do things on our own to combat invasive species on our own lands. But the fact is that it's going to take everyone working together. And that's, you know, federal, state agencies, non-governmental organizations, private industry, and private landowners really all working together if we're ever going to make a difference on the landscape, because we're losing the war out there. There's more invasives and they're spreading more quickly across the landscape due to increased transportation and movement of goods and services and people. And so with that, they spread more rapidly. And this approach is, hey, let's all get together and unite in something that we can tackle. And so we're hoping to see this spread from the southeast and start to pilot this in other areas of the state as well.
All right. And so you guys are going to be treating 723 miles of roadways. Which roadways will you be doing? I mean, of course, you can't name all of them, but how did you decide where you'll be treating?
So there's about 165 miles of I-55. So the entire right-of-way of I-55 in this case would be treated in this. And then the other mileage are basically the major and minor, the secondary kind of routes that aren't interstate. And so it could be a lettered route. It could be another numbered route. But the way we chose them, those routes that are off of I-55 are basically if they fell within an area of conservation value as perceived through the Department of Conservation and our partners kind of choosing these landscapes as important for the natural communities and species of Missouri. And again, it falls back to those areas being called conservation opportunity areas. And so those other mileages are picked up within those conservation opportunity areas.
A lot of listeners might not know what invasive species can do, what their impact can be on the environment. So could you kind of go into why you guys are doing this with invasive plants?
Yeah, invasive species, the reason that they're such a threat, and it's not just plants, it's all things, you know, could be feral hogs, it could be, you know, emerald ash borer and other things. But plants are the emphasis of this particular partnership right now. And the reason they're concerning is because they take over very quickly. So to be invasive, they have to be very prolific, able to reproduce quickly, able to establish themselves quickly in new areas. And really what this does is it outcompetes our native vegetation and then displaces them. Our native species, such as pollinators, birds, other things, insects that rely on this native vegetation, you know, eventually lose a foothold there as well, and they start to be displaced. And so they change the ecosystem and get rid of our natives, basically, over time. And that's the fear that we have. You know, our mission is to protect and conserve the value and the integrity of our native species. species in our native landscapes, and that is a direct competition with that.
So what will you guys be using, herbicides?
Yes, so we're using what we call spot treatment, so spot spraying herbicides. In this case, you know, this is an ecological contract, ecological services contract, and so it's not just blanket spraying the entire right-of-way. It's what we have stipulated within the contract is that the contractors will spot treat along right-of-ways. Only those invasive species are what we're calling our target species, and they are to not spray the native species, such as your milkweeds and other things that we really want there because they're important to our native pollinators again. So that's the way this contract is set up. It is herbicide treatment. In some cases, they're for what we call woody species, such as trees and shrubs, such as calorie pear and autumn olive and things of that nature. They're going through and hand-sawing those invasive species off and then directly treating the stumps of them so they're not having overspray onto other plants around them. So we're trying to do this as cautiously as possible.
And so is there anything else you'd like to let our listeners know?
Yeah, you know, this is just the beginning. You know, what this is meant to do is be a pilot, again, to start to kick off partnerships like this throughout Missouri. It's being done successfully in other states, and there's no reason Missouri can't do more of this into the future. And, you know, a big thing for the citizens out there is to start to spread the word that, hey, this is important. We need to control these invasive species if we value the integrity of our native species. And, you know, they can join the fight as well. And so what we're kind of pushing is a new approach, which is called Stop the Invasion, Join the Fight. And basically it's how can we get all hands on deck in Missouri to help combat the invasive species that we're seeing spread across the landscape.
All right. Well, I think that's all I need. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We've been going public with Nate Minix, Habitat Management Coordinator for the MDC. To hear our extended interview, visit our website at krcu.org.